It's becoming a bit of a cliche at the minute, but there's never a dull moment at this football club, is there?
I don't think I've ever seen a game like it, to be honest. But I'm just immensely, immensely proud of all the players, even lads who didn't get on, the way that we've come here and performed today, and the way that the attitudes on the players was absolutely different class, and you know, that's something we can really build on now. You know, it shows that we can compete and dominate. You know, one of the best teams in the league. Absolutely. And I thought we did that for 90 minutes, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, that first half, it was obviously difficult with the weather. I mean, the wind's completely against us. Spanish kicks are going nowhere, as you'd expect in that wind. And then not from nowhere, because we're playing well, but
I thought
it's 1-0 and and you've got you sat into our time, you're thinking there's something here, because we've got the win in the second half now, and we're winning the game.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was always definitely going to be difficult with the wind in the first half, but I thought we handled it really well. I thought Charlie and Tom Davis were magnificently, and Brownhill was superb. Dean Stott, all of them, every single one
absolutely.
Of them. And in the build-up, just before the goal, I think we probably produced one of the moves of the match, and we ended up with Tom Greaves handling missing. But then, you know, to go then and keep believing and to work a good goal, great opportunity and a great finish from Greg, you know, and he's another one who deserves, well, they all deserve a pat on the back. Like I say, I'm immensely proud of all of them.
I suppose then, right at half time, we have the incident with Spenny. Obviously, I'll be doing the radio commentary, I was at the other end. We just saw a mass of bodies, and then he's down obviously in the stretcher zone. For, I mean, obviously, he walked off in the end. But.
Looks like quite a serious knee injury, so. Yeah, we'll have to.
His first league game back for some time as well.
I know, and I feel for him, because he's earned his opportunity today, and unfortunately it's not gone well for him.
And last time we lost a keeper, Spenner got injured at Stamford. And obviously Birchie went in that day.
We learned our lessons from that. You know, there's no way that Dave Birch was going to go back in that. He's like a beauty old keeper, to be fair. So, but Nortz is
always. Well, a few of us have seen Nortz kicking in goal sometimes.
He's
so.
Always clowning around in training and stuff, and I thought he was excellent. He came for a ball in the second.
Well, that punt, I'll tell you what, he'd knock for Rochette with that.
Yeah, and I was like, well, that's him. You know, he wanted to go up for corners.
on the radio conference, you were saying that he's nailed on for a goal, and in this wind he's nailed on for a goal at some point. We thought he was going to get one, but assessment to the defence, he didn't have a shot to save.
No, he was absolutely superb. All of them.
Yeah.
Defence, the midfielders, every single one of them. They can all go home tonight and be well proud of themselves.
And we don't want to single players out, because obviously it's a good team. But I mean, we said it for a few weeks, but Callum Byrne today, I mean, absolutely outstanding.
Yes, he is. You know, it's just a little bit of a settling in period for him to when he came to the club. You know, probably like our players who come to our place, it's difficult to settle in at first and understand how we do things. But since he has, he's a quality footballer.
I suppose you're kicking the fixtures now. You're kicking the heels 7 days now. You always want to get back out after a game like that and play again, don't you? But
we can have a good week training, and you know, we're at home next week, and certainly not rest on our laurels and make sure we build on what we've done today.
And the good thing, Spenner's out for some time, but you've got Spider on the wings.
He
was elsewhere today, but he can come back, and it's like for like almost.
Though. Yeah, we'll get him back.
We'll get him back. Yeah,
we've got that option now, which is a great one, as you say, because it's very rare that you have two quality keepers at your club.
Danger for next week, Barwell. I know they're being watched today. Obviously, we've seen them before, but we've not played them before. So it's a bit of an unknown there, I suppose.
It is, but I think they're the ones who should be worrying about us. You know, after days like today and the run of games that we've been on, you know, they'll be the ones who are worrying about us.
See you next week. Enjoy.
Cheers, Steve. Cheers, mate.